Hello everyone, hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy and welcome to another session. Well, today we're going to tackle another amazing subject for entrepreneurs. Well, today it's not going to be a Q&A session because this is actually, well, in a way it's a Q&A session because mainly it's something I get asked a lot in pretty much every environment. If it's our meetups we're doing or if it's, you know, with clients or with customers in any shape or one of our students, it doesn't really matter. The question always pops up and that question is, how do you solve problems and how do you identify problems? These are the two core questions that come up all the time. And I thought in this podcast session, I'm going to talk about problems in general. What a problem is, how do you identify what is a problem, and how do you find a solution of a problem? So two things first. A problem generally never comes on its own. A problem can only exist as a problem if there is a related solution to it. So if we take this as a base statement, just like this, that a problem always comes with a solution, then we can see what type of problems we actually have and how certain solutions fit to that type of problem. So let's start with number one. First thing is, if you have a problem and you want to identify a problem, you need to make sure that this problem is solvable. If that problem cannot be solved, it isn't a problem. Just be absolutely clear. In most cases, those are just facts and not problems. Example, if it rains outside, well, this is not a problem. Rain, if it rains, isn't a problem. It might be a problem for you because you want to do something and you want to go on the beach or whatever. It's raining, so you see there's a problem. But that thing alone isn't a problem. It's a given fact. It's raining. You can't change the fact that it's raining. It's, you know, it's probably not possible. I don't know what kind of powers you have, but let's imagine for normal people, it's not possible to stop rain. So therefore, it isn't a problem. So if you want to solve something, you need to identify what the actual problem is. And in this case, if we just take that example, going to the beach, the problem is that you can't go to the beach because it's raining. So your problem is not being able to go to the beach and not that it's actually raining. Identifying problems correctly helps you much more to find the solution you need and you want that goes with that problem. And to be honest, if as clearer you are about a specific problem, as easier it is to find out the solution. So identifying it again, distinguish between what is a problem and what is a fact. Those are two different things. So in general, I would always say if it's something you can't solve, where you don't have any power, energy or anything that you can do in order to change that situation, whatever it is you have in front of you, it is more a fact than it is a problem because you can't see it as a problem. Very likely the problem is more on you that you're not happy with it being there. So if someone joins the party and that person is there and you can't really kick them out because it's not your party, honestly, it's just a given fact. So you might have a problem that you're not happy with that person being there. I mean, it's a stupid example, but just giving you something here. Then you can see that this is not, that's not practical. You can't do much about this, right? So the best thing is to figure out what the actual problem is. In this case, the problem is that you maybe want to meet that girl or whatever, and this guy is always interfering, whatever. So this is the problem. The problem, how can you get this girl, for example, if, you know, with this guy being around? And that brings us straight away to definition number two, to define problems more clearer. So if you look at this stupid example I just gave you, you know, whatever, you want to meet that girl, then the definition of a problem is also often not as simple as we make it out to be at the beginning. So for example, if you say you want to meet this girl, then I want to meet this girl. This alone is probably not a problem for you. But in certain circumstances, like I want to meet this girl despite that guy being there and despite the music being loud, that's the definition of the problem. So you define all the aspects that belong to the problem to come up with the solution. You don't just say, I want to meet that girl, I can't meet that girl, I can't speak to her, whatever. This is not a problem. The problem is that you might be too shy or you might not be, well, you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to say things or whatever. These are probably more specific problems, much more clearer. And there you can do something. You can either practice it or you can go out and do things or you can just overcome it. Whatever it is. But you have a way of doing something about it. A real problem is something you can solve. It's something you can do something about. Anything else isn't a problem. Now that brings us already to the stage that you can see that every problem, if we define problems like this, every problem has a solution. Why? Because there's something you can do about it. And therefore, it's automatically a solution. Now, as clearer you define that problem, as clearer you drill it down what the actual problem is, as clearer the solution becomes. Now, we might not always like that. We might not always see, oh, you know, now I have to do this, you know, because it's obvious. Well, it's your choice, right? You can choose if you want to solve that or not. That's another thing. You can choose if you want to get into it or not. I mean, there are lots of problems around us all day long. I mean, all the time. We don't have to deal with everything that's right in front of us. So if you bring this to the entrepreneur and we move this away from the party and meeting this girl to actually, you know, starting a business or building your career or changing major aspects in your life, this is something you need to look at. So you need to see, okay, is this something I want to tackle? Do I feel comfortable tackling this or not? And the way it works is that you look at specific problems and you see, are you the one who can solve this? Are you the one who will have fun doing this? And that's going to be your decision making, which problem you want to tackle. Does this make sense? Think about it. So in the end of the day, if there is a problem generally, like say at the moment we have COVID and, you know, everybody's struggling, people lost their jobs, companies are going bust, businesses cannot open because of restrictions or whatever else. So these are problems, right? Is this a problem you can solve? Is there something you can do? I mean, not for everyone, but maybe for one client. Is there someone you can do something about? For example, if you say there is a restaurant they can't open, but maybe you have because of these restrictions or because of certain requirements they can't meet, or is there something you can do about this? Is there a way for you to go in and help them? Then the next step is to identify that what you understand as a problem is the actual problem. Meaning, in terms of customers and in terms of people, just because you think it's a problem doesn't actually make it a problem. Be also clear, it's only really valuable if other people think it's a problem. Because keep it in mind, whatever happens, in the end of the day, you're the one creating the value for other people, not for yourself. So if there is no problem for others, you can't create value. So even if you think there is a problem, it doesn't mean anything. So that way, from an entrepreneur standpoint, this isn't the problem either. So a problem is what other people see as problems. And for that, you need to speak to other people. You need to ask, is this a problem? Is there something I need to do? Or is there something that needs to be done? Are you struggling with something? This is the thing. So as an entrepreneur, you need to be out there and watch what other people do. And then you need to look into it and say, all right, if that's the definition of the problem, you speak to these people and you drill it down to the most deepest thing you can bring, where you really identify what the core issue is, the core problem is. And if you can solve that problem, you have a very high chance that you have a good career or a very good business idea. Let's be absolutely clear. That really, really works like this. Now, when we're talking about from general life aspect of things, let's say within the family, problem solving, something like this, it's very similar. It's very often not just you, it's other people as well. There are actually not that many problems we have ourselves. It usually relates to other people. It could be anything. Even when you look at stuff like bullying or anything like this, it always reflects other people, because why is someone bullying someone else? Because it's very often because of their own insecurity. It's their problem, actually, they're dealing with. It's not yours. They don't give you problems. I mean, they do, but you know what I mean? They're doing it because they can't deal with life as is, right? So they're struggling. They're struggling probably more than the person getting bullied, right? So keep that in mind. So is there something you can help them to overcome that, and therefore you solve all of this? You solve it for both parties. Fantastic. You get my point? So again, just come back to the main core. If distinguish between two things, distinguish between facts and problems. So stuff you cannot change, so you can do something, you can do nothing about, don't worry about it. For you, it's a given fact. For someone else, it might be a problem because they might be able to do something about it, but you can't, and therefore it's not something you need to tackle. It's not even something you need to worry about. You shouldn't even start thinking about it, because it doesn't make sense. It's just going to go around your head with no result and going absolutely nowhere. So look at the stuff you can solve. Look at the things you can actually make an impact and change. And those are the problems worthwhile looking at. Everything else just see as a given fact. The rain, the cold weather, the hot sun, whatever it is, wherever you are, whatever the thing is, there are certain things you just can't do anything about. And for that reason, just don't worry about it. Just don't get involved. Look at the stuff you can solve. And then tackle that. And you will see that that really makes a difference. You get better at it as well. You identify, as more often you do this, you identify problems much quicker. You can also see what a problem is. I have some sort of a checklist for myself for problems. So I write down, you know, what is the key criteria of it? So I have certain things like why, how, when, where, with who, you know. So these are the main aspects I try to identify. So how is this a problem? When is this a problem? Are there specific times when this is a problem? For me, is this all the time? Then who is involved in this problem? Is it just me or is it many other people? Or who is impacted by this problem in general speaking? And that shouldn't just be a guess. That should be something you check out with other people to make sure it's true. And then how is this a problem? So why is this a problem in a sense? Because sometimes we see things as a problem because they're just inconvenient. But that necessarily doesn't make it a problem. It's just an inconvenience for the moment. Something that doesn't really need to be solved, but it's just, okay, it's fair enough. But, you know, I can live with that. It's not worthwhile putting a lot of effort in to solve this. It's not enough value I can create by solving this. So therefore, I try to identify by that question. When you can answer all those things and you have it, you can see at the end, you can see, you know, as a summary of the list, you can say, all right, okay, this is a problem worthwhile talking about. Let's go out and talk to some people about this problem. What is it? What are they struggling with? How I can, you know, this kind of thing. This is, now you have something and then you make another list and you say, all right, how is this, each of those relevant in terms of solutions? The aim is to come down to one single solution that works. If you have 10 solutions or 10 possibilities how something can be solved, your problem is not clear enough. You need to dig deeper. Now, okay, sometimes it can happen that if you dig too deep in a problem, you get lost in one space and there is actually nothing to really solve anymore left because it's so refined, so deep that if you would solve that one specific aspect, it wouldn't actually change the overall problem. That can happen. So you need to look out for that. So this, that you go, don't go too deep. On the other hand, if you stay too high level, you don't go deep enough, you will never find a solution that works. You're just guessing. So to find that little middle way, this is something you need to practice for yourself. You need to just, you know, play with it, see how it works, try it out, find a solution, put it into place, see if it made any difference. And that's the way how problem solving works, or generally definition of problems works, you know. So again, define the problem that's worthwhile working for. See everything else as a fact and not as a problem. It's just there. It's just what it is. If you're somewhere working and you have some idiot coworker with you, there's very little you can do about that. Yes, you can fight them, but is this solving a problem? Probably not. It's probably creating more new problems. So sometimes it's just worthwhile saying, you know what? It's just that, as is. That's it. Create some techniques for yourself to deal with it better, and that's all there is to it. But there's not much to solve. There's no big deal, no big problem you can do about it. So the best thing is there another problem I can do at work which I can actually solve where the value I create by solving it is so powerful that it has a real impact? And those are the problems worthwhile looking at. So I hope this is something that helps you. I mean, there are so many subjects. We can talk about this forever, to be honest, and it probably makes more sense to go into specifics and look at these problems. But again, it is different from one person to the next. What is a problem for you might not be a problem for someone else. This is why it's so important to speak to other people about it and have an open mind about these things and really get the feedback from others to see, am I right here? Is my thinking correct? Or am I maybe going off the wagon here and, you know, I'm not actually solving anything. It's just something in my head. So that's quite important. But when we do this with students or in our training, we usually do this like that we pick one specific problem, which everybody in the group can see as a problem. And then we try to figure out, okay, how do we solve this problem? How do we identify the solution for that problem? And just as a final word on this, the most important thing is that you understand that there is no problem out there in the world that does not come with a solution. It just doesn't exist. Everything that wouldn't have a solution isn't a problem. It is a fact. So you shouldn't be worried about problems. Problems are great things because they allow you to do something about. Everything else is a fact. Everything else is just a given and you can't deal with it right now. And that's all there is to it. And so it's not worth it. It's not even worth thinking about it. Just accept it as given and deal with it and get on with the next. And look at the problems you can actually solve. And that's it. Don't call everything a problem. Not everything is a problem. The only thing that's a problem is something you can solve and therefore you have something to go for and do something about it. So I hope that was helping a little bit and gives you something to think, some food for thought in a way. And well, if you have a problem and you have identified a problem and you structure it a little bit in a way that you can figure out what the real problem behind it is, I'm pretty sure you find a solution. Again, they go together. A solution doesn't exist without a problem, and a problem doesn't exist without a solution. You just have to find it. All right, guys, that was it for this podcast. I hope it was valuable for you and you got something out of this. If you want to know more or if you want to talk about it, you can always join us on our meetup groups. Just go to meetup.com, look for the Entrepreneur Academy, and you find our groups there. You can sign up. It's free. Just come and, you know, have an open chat, talk to everybody about it, ask your questions, and we can go into some details as well, up to a certain point, privacy in mind, right? All right, guys, that's it. Have a lovely day. See you next time, and take care of yourself. Bye-bye. And don't forget to sign up to our newsletter, guys. Hey, this is quite important. Come to our website. This is www.entrepreneur-academy.eu. Sign up to our newsletter. Get the latest stuff up to date every single time, every week, every Saturday. Great stories written by our writers. Amazing graphic and design, and which we give you out on every Saturday newsletter by Tamara. She's amazing, by the way. And with this, I can tell you, you're going to enjoy being an entrepreneur. You're going to have fun with this. We do. Take care, guys. See you next time.